The Obama administration may not have named Cyber Czar yet, but when they do, this person will inherit some new initiatives already in motion. Those include a new national strategy and international collaboration. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us right here live with details of Melissa Hathaway's speech today. So what's this new national strategy? What's it focusing on?
Well, the goal is to ensure really a resilient infrastructure. Now, this means more than just continuity of operations, but, you know, how to really deal with attacks or vulnerabilities.
It's more broadly about parts of the communications infrastructure, not so much the internet going down, but if parts of a business were to go down that were critical to the government or part of the government were to go down, similar to a config or worm, if it were to bring core parts of our infrastructures down.
Now, Ms. Hathaway already says there's a draft of some of the chapters that would be included in this plan, and the administration really wants industry input, and she's also talked with federal CTO Anish Chopra to set up what she described as a wiki to really as a main way to get industry input and feedback on what the plan is. Now, Ms. Hathaway says the first draft would be ready by the fall, and a final plan would be released right around December 31st.
We'll start to see focused technology initiatives from the government that we can help support the private sector. The private sector will determine, they'll dictate the needs that they have and the shortfalls, and then we'll work together on the plan.
So did you say there was an international effort? What's that?
Now, that's all developing what they call a common view of what is cyberspace. What does it mean across the world? You know how we have, like, these social norms, like you can't run naked through the streets or you can't yell fire in a crowded theater?
I think those are laws, but yeah.
Well, but we don't have those around cyberspace, and that's you know, that's part of it. There's laws to govern cyberspace, exactly. Now, Ms. Hathaway says, how do we as a global community, if you will, define what's a terrorist attack or what's cybercrime or what's something more simple, like what's a generally accepted conduct on the internet? Now, she says there's been a lot of ongoing discussion about how to define what is what they call an armed attack, or if there's something called online strategic sanctuary. You know, basically, is there a Switzerland on the web? You know what I mean? It's very interesting. A lot of these questions about offense and defense and retaliation, and it's almost like a rules of engagement for cyberspace. Now, she also wants to work with industry to see how this lack of common view or social norms can affect American companies and how they compete in global markets. And that's part of the reason why she definitely wants some feedback from vendors, because as they go to summits or trade talks or when they deal with standards, how do they make sure American companies stay competitive based in this new global social view?
Now, did Melissa Hathaway offer other any insights into what else the office is working on?
Well, the idea of a common view and resiliency actually fits into another initiative Ms. Hathaway said they're working on. This is the idea of public and private information sharing. This is one of those areas in the cyber report that they spent a lot of time on, talked about it a lot. Now, if you think about it, in every sector, public, private, doesn't matter, nobody has a complete view of really what's going on across the internet. There's no complete situational awareness. Then if you don't have that, how can anyone really know whether some country or organization has broken what I'm loosely calling as the law? Mm. She says that the administration needs to improve these public-private partnerships and deal with actually some impediments to that information sharing, such as the perceived weakness of the Freedom of Information Act laws, which the way she described it was, you know, if I give you something, can my competitor then FOIA it and get it back and use it against me in another competition? So I thought that was really fascinating. There's some antitrust issues around, okay, so if a bunch of us are giving data to the government, is that an antitrust issue? Because what does that mean around, you know, are we collaborating together too much from and then that has to be addressed. And then there's liability issues as well. Now, in fact, Ms. Hathaway said there's a team of lawyers looking on many of these legal issues, and she says the administration will work with industry, again, to understand how these issues affect them specifically. Now, at the end result, whenever that comes, she didn't really give it a time frame. Don't be surprised to see a legislative package go to Capitol Hill to see what changes really need to be made under the current laws. And then there's already a preliminary analysis going on looking at the laws that already are, you know, been introduced this year, you know, Senator Rockefeller, Senator Carper, to name a few of the cyber bills that are out there.
And what everybody is waiting for is naming the cyber czar. Any word on when that might happen?
Well, Ms. Hathaway said it's a matter of weeks, but as we know in government, that could mean 1 week. It could be 100 weeks. But she says it is being worked on.
The president and the presidential appointment staff are actively working to find and interview the right candidates. They're aggressively pursuing that. So I believe in the coming weeks, you'll see an appointment of a cybersecurity coordinator.
So as you can tell, we're still waiting. There's not been a lot of names out there that's been floated around. You know, I've heard everything from Ms. Hathaway's name herself to some industry experts to even some people who are currently in government that's not, you know, Melissa Hathaway. So I think we're going to wait. And then obviously the new administration is not just waiting until that person gets in place to start with these initiatives. There's plenty kind of ongoing work. And then, you know, the other piece of this is the Congress. You know, there's a lot of these bills. Again, Senator Rockefeller calls for a cyber czar to be a Senate-confirmed person. Now, I don't think these bills are going to get passed in time to affect this appointment, but, you know, Congress gets involved, becomes more complex, and it just causes more time. She also mentioned that the privacy and civil liberties person also is in the process of being discussed, and they could be named in the coming weeks as well.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. It sounds like an interesting presentation, and I guess she did say last week somewhere that she is in at least in consideration. So,
and I asked her about that, and she kind of just smiled at me. She didn't really want to comment too much.
There's not much she can say to something like that. So.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, and we'll have more tomorrow?
More from this conference tomorrow. I'm going to be live on the Federal Drive at 8:20 talking about counterfeit technology and supply chain and more from Ms. Hathaway.